ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Daugherty, alongside me, Todd Burlidge. Glad to be here with you today on a Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. Some of you, this may be your last day of work, so kudos to you. Enjoy the holiday weekend. It's weird having Christmas on a Sunday, but with that being said, we get Monday off. So here's the thing. Throughout the show, throughout the day, you've heard that you can win a pair of Bulls tickets by texting Bulls to 45364. Cool part about that is you'll be sitting next to me at the Bulls game on Monday night. Monday night, the 26th, the Bulls take on the Pacers. I'll be there. You can meet me, hang out with me. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, Mr. Burlidge.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, you're a hoot, man.
I'm a hoot. I'm a lot of fun. I'm a lot of fun. Don't be shy to say hi and buy me some popcorn. I'm not going to lie. I like food. You can buy me an adult beverage, too. I will not turn down free things. My family always told me I'm not going to turn down free things.
Oh, free things. I thought you said
three things.
No, I said a little worried things. There.
But you can hang out with me at the Bulls game Monday. You get an opportunity to win a pair of tickets. All you got to do is text Bulls to 45364. All right, let's move on in the show. We just got done talking to Billy Weiss, the reigning champion of the Fort Wayne Rumble. Now it's time to welcome in our local expert when it comes to racing, all things racing. Jordan Fuller joins us from Land Rum Racing Springs. Jordan, my man, how you doing, buddy?
Having a great evening. Sounds like you guys are having a good show so far.
No, we're having fun. Todd and I always have fun, though. Sometimes I feel like we need somebody policing to make sure that we're staying on task because we kind of get off on our tangents. Anyway, what's going on in the local? Obviously, we got the Fort Wayne Rumble. Are you going to head to the Fort Wayne Rumble this weekend?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it. My family and I were going to Florida for vacation.
Florida, dude. Do you have a suitcase I can hide into?
We can possibly get that to happen.
Hey, with the technology nowadays, Todd and I could do the show from Florida.
There you go.
I'm completely okay with bunking in the back of whatever vehicle you're taking. I don't take up a lot of space. Be a lot of fun.
I don't think he's interested.
I don't think he is either. All right, Jordan, let's talk. Tyler Courtney picked up a nice victory over this last week. Let's break that down a little.
Yeah, Tyler Courtney, he actually runs for during the regular season through sprint cars and the USAC series out of Top Motorsports. Top Motorsports is actually out of Rochester, Indiana here. Which is kind of neat to have that local tie. He's running for the National USAC Sprint Champion. But he's also teamed up with Clawson Marshall Racing for the Midget Series. And the Clawson is familiar because that would be Brian Clawson's father that actually created a team after Brian's passing. And he actually, the first time in the Midget, since that team has been put together, goes down to the Junior Knepper 55 and picks up the win down there in Des Moines, Illinois, which is a pretty cool ordeal for all that team involved.
Nice. And I know I was following you on social media, and we talked about it last week on the show, the Gateway Dirt Nationals in St. Louis. Pretty exciting.
It was very exciting. Gordy Gundaker took care of the track prep down there. Cody Summers, which was the gentleman that promoted it. A lot of guys, I think, were a little hesitant, obviously, bringing late models and modifieds indoors. It's a pretty big car, obviously. But they were able to put it on a fifth-mile dirt track. And I'm telling you what, the racing was phenomenal. I was fortunate to watch all 3 days of it. Mm-hmm. And after Friday night, Twitter pretty much exploded. I mean, late models were doing three wide, had a lot of passes back and forth for the final win, which Shannon Babb took home on Friday night. It was just a great event and had a lot of good support. And I think from what I've heard already, they're already counting on doing another one next year.
Nice.
Jordan, we just finished up an interview with Billy Weiss. It was a good one. He's had a lot of success in Fort Wayne. We're kind of previewing the Rumble Series, which will go on in Fort Wayne the 30th and the 31st of this month. 19th annual, that's almost hard to believe for me. I did see where Sarah Fisher, obviously of well-known, let's not call it fame, but certainly a well-known personality in racing who grew up in the midget series and go-kart racing, raced in some Indy 500s. I see where she is signed up for Fort Wayne. What kind of draw do you think that will help?
I think that's actually going to be a great draw. I think it's a great deal. Her actual brother-in-law, which is Kyle, he's actually going to be running the midget there also.
Oh, cool.
And so it's kind of a family affair that they've turned that into. And it's pretty cool to see her come back to the grassroots that she came from. We were fortunate enough to actually, my family raced with her back in the day because we currently own a sprint car. And my brother actually built the midgets that she used to run back in the day. So that was, nice. Was kind of cool to see her come back to her roots, back to Fort Wayne. And I think it's going to draw a crowd. Anytime that you can have a woman of her stature that has had the success in midget sprint cars and then obviously running Indy cars and owning a Indy car team with Ed Carpenter, I think it's a great deal, and there's no way it doesn't help it.
Once again, Jordan Fuller, our racing expert here from the local aspect on ESPN Radio 102.7. Give him a follow on Twitter. He's always tweeting out information on the local scene, at Racin, R-A-C-I-N, 42. Jordan, definitely please be safe on your way down to Florida. We'll talk to you next week as we'll recap Fort Wayne Rumble, and we'll look forward to more information as we're spring's not that far away. I know it's crazy to think we're in the heat of winter, but there's still a lot of indoor stuff going on here in the state as well.
Yes, there's obviously a lot of racing to do yet. After the first of the year, we'll start talking about the Chili Bowl out in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Nice.
Probably one of the biggest indoor midget races probably ever put on. So we'll definitely talk about that. And then, yeah, hit me up on Twitter. I got two tickets to give away to the Fort Wayne Rumble. So we're trying to find somebody that's never gone but wants to go and check it out. So hit me up if you're interested.
There you go. Give him a follow. Give him a shout-out as well. R-A-C-I-N 42 if you want to go to the Fort Wayne Rumble this weekend. Jordan's got some tickets. Hit him up. Jordan, always a pleasure, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too, brother.